Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Week two in the NFL starts on Thursday night. Philadelphia coming off their win against New England, taking on Minnesota, coming off their loss to Tampa Bay. We also got two Monday night games on the schedule. New Orleans at Carolina. Oh, that should be good. And then Cleveland taking on Pittsburgh. Oh, that's even better. So that's a Monday night showdown for you for Monday Night Football. Sunday night's game, New England taking on the Miami Dolphins. All right, the league is still wondering, oh, my God, what's happening to the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? We're going to hook up with Marty Lyons, formerly of the New York Sack Exchange. Back, played for the Jets back in the early 80s, along with Mark Gastineau and Joe Klecko. They were a formidable defensive force. He's on the Jets radio network, and as many of you who watched Monday night's game early, you saw the energy and excitement. Of course, there's the 9/11 backdrop. And the sort of honoring of the men and women who lost their lives on that date. And everything was emotional, and Aaron Rodgers is running out with the flag. But there's a football atmosphere, too. It's not just the 9/11 in the shadow of New York City. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, with all of that hype in the offseason and all of that attention that they were getting for the big trade and the big move. And it was fun to follow this summer because we kind of knew it was going to happen. We kind of thought it would happen. And then, you know, the Jets are flying out to California to meet with them, and the Packers are going to want a whole bunch of things, whatnot. And then, of course, it ends 90 seconds into the game. Marty Lyons joins us, Jets Radio Network, also played for the Jets on the infamous New York Sack Exchange on a Progressive guest line. Progressive, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. How are you, Marty?
I'm doing well. Tony, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. We were just talking about the atmosphere, and as somebody that has been with this organization and knows its fan base, I know that it was devastating, but how did it go? How did it feel to go from devastating to the euphoria of actually winning the game, that sort of transition of emotions Monday night?
Well, you know, that's life in the NFL. As a player gets hurt, and especially somebody like Aaron Rodgers, that meant so much to this organization in the short time that he's been here, it was like getting kicked in the gut. But the game had to continue, and to end it in overtime with a 65-yard punt return, everybody was just celebrating. But on a sudden, you go back into the locker room. The reality is, hey, we just won one, but we just lost our leader. So it was a mixed emotion.
This summer was, as I was talking earlier, from an outsider, not part of the media frenzy of New York, just looking at it from the outside. It was one of the more fun stories to follow with everything that was transpiring. The Jets wanting Rodgers, Rodgers sounded kind of wanting the Jets. The Packers are in the way. They're discussing it. It's a long time. But throughout that summer, for a fan base that has been hit so many times negatively, what did the summer of Aaron Rodgers mean to the people that root for this team and live and die with this team?
Well, I tell you what it did. It quickly took away that 7-10 season that they had last year. Everybody was harping on, all right, well, how are we going to turn the page? We lost the last six games. Aaron came in, and it was like he rejuvenated the whole building, rejuvenated the fans, and came in and did everything right. He said that, you know what, he came here to win, but he had to teach the younger players to win on Sunday. You had to win Monday through Friday, which was a great message. And I think when you have young talent there like Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, it was a mutual relationship. I think Aaron needed the younger players just like the younger players needed him. And what he did for this organization in the 6 months that he was here and the fan base, I don't think that has ever been done in the franchise history. And now that he's injured, I hope that his goal is to come back and be like a player's coach, wear the headsets. These guys really do respect him. They love him. And that now he has a chance to look at Zach Wilson and mold him into a player that he needs to be. And even if you look at Zach now from where he was last year, he has matured greatly. And when Aaron came here, I kept saying, you know, this is the best thing that could happen for Zach because, number one, he can learn how to be a professional, how to prepare for games, how to carry himself in a press conference and do everything the right way. And he still has that opportunity, you know, to take care of Zach.
Is there something about last year's Zach Wilson that was missing in the games that you think Aaron Rodgers could have or could continue to improve on?
Well, you know what, Tony? I think there's been something missing ever since Zach got drafted, you know, number two overall, 3 years ago, is when he came in, there was no leadership in that, you know, quarterback room. And then, unfortunately, his quarterback coach got killed, and he was left there coming from BYU with the understanding that this is the way I played in college. This is the same way I can play in the NFL, and it's an entirely different game. So I think Zach, the Jets didn't mean to do it, but they didn't have the right leadership in that locker room to mold him into a player where you look at Jordan Love, the way he played this week, sitting behind Aaron for those as many years as he did out there in Green Bay and understanding the game and understanding that it doesn't matter if the players like you, they need to respect you. And that's what Aaron said when he first got here. He said, you know, I didn't come in here to have people like me. I want them to respect me, and then they will like me. And when I would go over there to watch practice, after every drill that the offense would do, he'd go over and he'd start talking to a group. He'd talk to defensive linemen one after one break, and then he'd go to the linebackers, and then he'd go to the defensive backs. And he would always have a one-on-one conversation, but all the other members of that individual group, they would gravitate over and just listen to him. And I've never seen a leader at that quarterback position in 44 years that I've been a part of the Jets like Aaron brought in when he came.
All right, so Zach Wilson has obviously been moving up, but there's been buzz about what do they do now? Where do they go? Are they going to have to get another quarterback to fill the quarterback room?
Well, they're going to have to do something. You got Boyle as a backup, but now with the new rules, if you can bring in a third quarterback, you have to. And I think that's where, you know, Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh and that whole group, they've done an excellent job building this team. That's where they're going to have to go out and select a quarterback that fits into the program, that fits into the locker room. The locker room has been tremendous when you add guys like Randall Cobb and Alan Lazar and the younger players. It's a perfect mix. And, you know, to lose your starting quarterback 4 plays into a start of a new season where goals are at an all-time high. It's 9/11. The stadium is lit up. You pick up the pieces because nobody in the NFL is going to feel sorry for you. Dallas Cowboys aren't going to feel sorry for you. Dan Quinn, the defense coordinator, he's going to stack the box and say, hey, you know what, Zach, beat us because we're going to shut down the running game. So you got to figure out how to approach each game a little bit different.
As somebody who played at a time where artificial turf is different than artificial turf today, that was rougher, is that a legitimate complaint? As we hear the outcry of this, is that a legitimate complaint?
Tony, I think everybody's going to complain when you have an injury. And just look at the Jets field at MetLife. If it was natural grass, the night before you had the Giants playing the Cowboys in a torrential downpour, the whole game. So the field would have been flooded, all right? You had rain prior to the Jets, to the Jets game against Buffalo. The field would have been a total mess. I don't think the field had anything to do with Aaron blowing out his Achilles. I remember, I was 33 years old, and going into my 12th season, I went to make a tackle. Made the tackle, I snapped my bicep, my right bicep. Was that because the guy was running on turf? Maybe if he was running on grass, he wouldn't have been that fast. No. When you get a little bit older, your muscles don't stretch as much as they do. People forget that Aaron had a calf pull or a calf injury during training camp, and injuries are part of the game. I would think every NFL player would want to play on a natural grass field if you can keep that natural grass field to the best conditions that you can possibly do. Here in the Northeast, I think it would be very hard to do. It's not like the weather down in Florida or California or out there in Arizona.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think people are going to blame the turf, but I don't think the turf in this situation with this injury had anything to do with it.
That's very good analysis. Marty, thank you so much for coming on today. And I know it's very busy there and a lot of news coming in and out. Appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Tony. Anytime.
You got it. Marty Lyons, Jets Radio Network. Again, played for the Jets back in the 80s of the New York Sack Exchange. Also gave the introduction to Joe Klecko at the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. That was a very good thought that I did not consider, right? The Giants and the Cowboys played to a downpour, and the Jets were supposed to play the next night. The only way you're going to get a playable field is on turf. All right, we'll come back. It's hour number two. Don't forget the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up. Oh, we also got buy or sell later on today. So it's a lot of stuff to unpack on a Wednesday. We're at the midway point, week one, week two ahead. So we continue. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.